Psalm 125 is another ascent psalm looking at the pilgrims as they are ascending into Jerusalem, looking at the security that they have in the Lord. It's a beautiful psalm that speaks of the Lord's great protection, no doubt, as they anticipate entering into the land. Some want to apply this to the time when Israel is brought back from exile to Nehemiah's day and would seek to make an application of the type of opposition that the returning Jewish remnant would be facing. That's possible. It could also be looking simply at God's protection as the pilgrims are approaching Jerusalem. Notice it says, Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents. Notice Shir is just your noun meaning song, and Ma'ala is the noun that means ascent, and here is your feminine plural in the Ot. So the song of ascents, which we're seeing all the way through these pilgrim psalms. It then goes on, Habotachim ba'Adonai kahar Tzion lo yamot le'olam yeshev. The ones who trust in the Lord, or they who trust in the Lord, notice, those who trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. It dwells or abides forever. Habotachim, they that trust. Notice you have your definite article followed by your cal perfect. Followed by your cal participle, masculine plural. Notice the O class vowel and the final im, showing plurality. So they who trust in the Lord, put their trust in Him. It's interesting that in the New Testament you have pistuo eis. Here we have betach ba. And so it's looking at a trust into the Lord. In the New Testament, it's a trust into Christ, relying upon Him, which is interesting. And when we see the idea of the preposition following the word trust, and in the New Testament following the word pistuo, believe. So the ones who trust in the Lord shall be, understood here, kahar Tzion, as Mount Zion. Har is just your noun meaning mountain, followed by your inseparable preposition in the kaf. And Tzion, of course, is Mount Zion, looking at the Holy Mount in Jerusalem, and really it pictures a permanence. And so those that trust in the Lord can have like a permanence of protection. They shall not be moved because the Lord is their protective shield. And notice lo is your negative particle not, followed by the verb yemut or yemot. Yemot is a nifal imperfect, third masculine singular, from the root mot, to be moved. Notice the nifal is seen here in that we have the yin mot. The nun has assimilated into the mem by progressive assimilation, causing the doggish forte. And so shall not be moved. The nifal imperfect third masculine singular is what we see here, followed by le'olam yeshev. He will dwell forever. Le'olam meaning forever or to the age. And yeshev is from the root yashav. Historically, it was a pei vav verb, vashav. And here we have those pei vav verbs change in the imperfect where the vav drops out. And you have compensatory lengthening with a tseri here. And so shall not be moved. Yiv shev became ye shev. in terms of its historical grammatical development. So here we see permanency. We see that which is going to endure throughout a lifetime of not only the people, Israel, going into the Promised Land as a pilgrimage, but really we can apply it as Christians to us today, that when we trust in the Lord and in the New Testament, in our Lord Jesus Christ, we find a permanency. We have eternal life. And it is not only in this world, but in the world to come. It is forever. Not only in Olam Haya, the world that is, but Ha'olam Haba, the world that is to come, which is exciting. As I'm reading this as a Christian, looking at the New Testament lenses as well. But then as we go on in verse 2, Yerushalem Harim Saviv La, as Jerusalem, as the mountains around Jerusalem, or about Jerusalem, as the mountains are around Jerusalem. Literally, it reads, Jerusalem, the mountains are around to her. Something like that in a very literal rendering. And notice the Jerusalem is protected by the mountains that surround her. So the pilgrims are going to be protected by the Lord that surrounds his people. It is interesting here, Harim is just your plural noun, masculine plural, from Har, for mountains, and Saviv, La, around, to her. And notice, La is your personal or inseparable preposition, followed by the third feminine pronominal suffix in the A. And so, as the mountains, Jerusalem, as the mountains round her, so the Lord, the Adonai, we could almost see this vav as something like as or so, the Lord is round his people, or about his people. Notice le'ami is your preposition followed by am and your third masculine singular pronominal suffix. Me'atav ad olam, from now and forever. What a beautiful, beautiful statement of the eternality of the Lord's presence around his people. Not only can the pilgrims look forward to this as they are traveling to Jerusalem, but we as pilgrims, as Christians, I should say, traveling in this world, look forward day by day to the Lord's surrounding protection, just like the mountains round about Jerusalem provide protection for the pilgrim as they're going to enter into Jerusalem. So our pilgrimage in Christian faith is protected by the Lord. And then it goes on, Ki lo yanuach shevet haresha, that is, for the rod of wickedness will not, shall not rest upon the lot, al goral hatzadikim, upon the lot of the righteous ones, in order that, lema'an lo yishlach hatzadikim be'avlata yedehim, that the righteous put not forth their hands to iniquity. It is a passage here that in its first historical meaning seems to say there is a confident expectation that the rod or the oppression of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. That is, upon the people that are the pilgrims going into the Holy Land, which represent the lot of those that are following the Lord, that are the righteous ones. And God will make that a protective kind of thing so that the righteous will not send forth or put forth their hands unto iniquity. In other words, that the righteous won't get discouraged and move away from following the Lord. He will provide a protection so that the rod of wickedness shall not rest upon them, seems to be the thought. And notice the key here introduces a causal clause, tying it with verse 2, that God is protecting his people, and therefore, for that reason, the rod of wickedness. Notice, lo yanuach shevet ha-resha. Shevet ha-resha, by the way, is two nouns in construct here. The rod of wickedness. Shevet meaning rod, a noun, and ha-resha, the wickedness, from rasha. And yanuach is from the verb nuach, nuach, to rest. A cow imperfect, third masculine singular from nuach. So the rod of wickedness shall not rest upon the lot or the property of the righteous. Here we have the preposition ah followed by two nouns in construct, that is, the lot of the righteous ones. Gural, meaning property or lot. And this could look at, in the near context, at Israel's possession of the land as she's going in, as the pilgrims are going in. That would be the, can we say, the lot of the righteous ones. So God will protect that lot in order that the righteous might not put forth their hand unto iniquity by becoming discouraged and maybe apostatizing away from their worship of Yahweh. Notice, al, as we go on, lama'an, lo yishlach hatzadikim, in order that, lama'an is your preposition, meaning in order that, lo yishlach, or yishlachu, in order that the righteous would not send forth. Notice, lo is your negative particle. Yishlachu is from shalach, to put forth or send forth. Cow imperfect, third masculine plural, or third common plural, with the u suffix. And hat sadikim, sadik means the righteous one, or the righteous ones. Here we have an adjective and plural, and ha is your definite article, and im makes it a masculine plural. So in order that the righteous ones might not put forth into, we could say, iniquity. Be avlata. Avlata is the noun meaning iniquity or injustice or wrong. And so the prayer is that the Lord will protect them so that some righteous ones don't get discouraged and put forth their hand unto that which is wrong, or that which is would be injustice for them to do by not continuing on in their loyalty to Yahweh. Notice, yadehim is from the noun yad, meaning hand. It's a masculine plural in construct with him, which is your suffix, your plural, masculine plural, personal pronominal suffix, that is, their hands. So this is the prayer and the assurance that the Lord will protect his people so that they will not get discouraged and actually fall away to that which is iniquitous because of the rod of the oppressor constantly overwhelming them. It is interesting, when we look at the New Testament as a Christian, we know that Satan can become very oppressive. But the good news is that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Christ is greater. And so there is that constant protection. And he's already defeated Satan. He was judged at the cross. So the demonic realm, Satan, all of that While it can be oppressive, the good news is the Lord will protect us so that that will not overtake us. And we see this in New Testament theology. But then as we go on in verse 4, Heitiva Adonai let Tovim, do good, O Lord, to the good, velisharim belibotam, and to them that are upright, to the ones who are upright in their heart. Notice Heitiva is the word to do good. It's from Yatav. And notice here, we have a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular, with your ha, making it emphatic. So what we had here historically, again, was probably va-tav, a pe-vav verb, that changes to a yod. And so in the hifil here, we have a Seriyod, construction, that is cause to do good, O Lord, to the good ones. Lodge your preposition with your definite article, with the pathak below it. And tov means good. It's an adjective, masculine plural, in the im. So, cause to do good, O Lord, and to the good ones, and to them that are upright in their hearts. And to the yesharim would be those who are upright. And notice with your preposition, your inseparable preposition lamed, we would have le yesharim changing to lisharim in the development of it. And so to the upright in their heart. Notice be is your preposition, lab is the word for heart, and libot puts it in construct with am, and that's a pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So do good unto O Lord, unto the good ones, unto them that are upright in their heart. Here we have Hebrew parallelism, where the psalmist is saying, do good, O Lord, to those that are really upright and want to follow you. That would not only be true of the pilgrims, but that would be the prayer of a Christian looking at the New Testament and how the Lord Jesus Christ is promising to do good in the long run to the upright of heart. We may be forgotten in this world, but we can know that the Lord promises to do good in the world to come with Him. That is a promise to those that obey Him, to those that love Him, to those that want to do good. We're not home yet in this world. And we will be forgotten very quickly in this world. It's sort of like writing our name in water or writing it on sand. But the good news is the Lord remembers. And He will do good by giving eternal life to those who follow the Savior and giving reward to those that follow Him in obedience to Him and love for Him. And we can be assured of that regardless of how we actually become, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. In this world, we know that what we do is ephemeral. It will not last. It's like writing our name in water, and it's gone. But the good news is the Lord will not forget in that eternal reward, the Lord Jesus Christ, to do good to those that are upright and wanting to follow Christ in their heart. And so we then go to the last verse, Baha Tovim, Baha, excuse me, Matim, Akal Kalotam, but as such that turn aside unto crooked ways, yulichem Adonai et po'alei ha'aven, the Lord will lead them away with the workers of iniquity, but shalom al Yisrael, and peace be upon Israel. Notice verse 5, the hamatim is from the verb nata, to turn aside. And the he is your definite article, followed by the mim and an A-class vowel in the patha, followed by hirik yod. So we're looking at a hifil, a participle. So as for those that cause to turn aside, again, from nata, it's a masculine plural hifil participle. Notice that dogish in the tet shows that a nun has assimilated from nata, and the final he has elided or dropped out. We have a pe nun and a lamed he verb here, and that is what we go back to. So to those that turn aside, literally, unto is understood here, the preposition, and al-kal kalutam would be their crooked ways. Notice the word crooked is in al-kal-kal, which means crooked, and then the preposition, the personal pronominal suffix, am, is third masculine plural. So those who actually, but as for those that turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Notice, Yulichem Adonai, Yulichem is from the root halak, meaning to lead. Here we have a hifil, participial construction, followed by aim, the pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So the Lord will cause them to be led away. Notice you have, what has happened here, interesting, is that the hay has dropped out, and so halak, so we've lost the hay, but this form here is a hifil participial form, followed by the pronominal suffix from the root halak. So the Lord will lead them or cause them to be led away with, et, the pointer to the definite article, but translated here as a preposition with, the workers of iniquity. Here we have two nouns in construct, po'ale, meaning from pa'al, meaning to work, but here we have workers, a participial form, a kal, active participle, masculine plural from pa'al, with the working ones of iniquity. And notice how avan means the iniquity, those that work iniquity, from avan with the definite article here, and the followed by avan meaning iniquity. So those that turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away, it is saying, with the workers of iniquity. And so again, there is an assurance that for those, though, that want to follow the Lord and not be led away with the workers of iniquity, we have the assurance and the prayer for peace. So it ends with Shalom al Yisrael, peace upon Israel. It is interesting here. Shalom is just your noun for peace. Al is your preposition. Yisrael is the noun that means Israel. So peace upon Israel. It is interesting when we look at Galatians chapter 6, Paul toward the end says these words, peace be upon Israel. And there, I believe he is talking about the Israel of God in the New Testament being the church. So when we apply this both in its context and seen through the New Testament, I believe we have this idea that the pilgrim is praying for peace upon Israel as they enter the land as pilgrims. In the New Testament, believers are entering a land of eternal Zion, heavenly Jerusalem, and there is that prayer for peace. as the pilgrim, as Christians are in a pilgrimage toward that heavenly Jerusalem. And so what a beautiful conclusion here, and a beautiful prayer that culminates the end of what we are seeing here, and that is, may there be peace from hostility and all the things that take place, and may the pilgrim be brought into a spiritual reality of eternal security. And that is something that not only here but in the New Testament is promised, that we now have eternity and security of eternity in Jesus Christ. So that there is shalom. And I'm reminded of Revelation, in that new heaven and new earth, in that new Jerusalem, there will be no more sickness and death and crying and tears and sorrow. All of that will be passed away, and there will be peace, permanent shalom, upon those who are the spiritual Israel of God and who are now able to look forward to that anticipation of being eternally secure with Jesus Christ. And so, as a Christian, I'm making a dual application, the immediate context, and then seeing it through New Testament application and lenses as having its final reality in that new heaven and new earth, in that final shalom, that final wholeness and peace that Jesus Christ has promised for those who put their faith and confidence in Him as their personal Lord and Savior.